Hello, everyone. This is Samantha Gregory with Rich Single Mama TV and Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Rich Single Mama. And I am continuing the Single Mompreneur series. And my guest today is Tanisha Perrine. And she is a single mom of three, single mom of three. And she is also a business owner. And so since I'm spotlighting single moms who are in business, she is another great person to learn from, to get inspiration from, as well as to start action behind. Okay, so thank you for being on the show, Tanisha. I appreciate you being here. Tell us, how are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Good.
We just started our summer break, so it's interesting.
I'm sure. Okay. Summer breaks are always interesting because they're always hungry and they're always either in and out or they always need you. So welcome to summer. So Tanisha, tell me about your single mom journey. That's one of the main things I really love, hearing the stories of single moms that I profile, because it really helps the audience who are single moms mostly to understand that they're not alone and that their journey could be similar to yours, but yours is inspirational because you're taken to another level. So tell me about your single mom journey.
Well, I've been on this new journey for the last 7 months. Mm-hmm. My husband had health issues and passed away unexpectedly. Wow. So it wasn't a journey that was in my hands, mm-hmm. But it's been a journey that has been placed on me, my children, and we basically live by the faith of God. My husband passed away on October 7th.
Wow.
On October 7th of 2018. So then October 31st of 2018, I got laid off from my job.
Wow. Okay.
So it was really interesting. Mm. At that point, I didn't know what to do. I just kind of just grabbed the kids and we went trick-or-treating for the night. And I just like, I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah. I can only imagine. Wow.
So, it's pretty much how after that is when I was like, I'm done working for people. Mm-hmm. I need to work on my own.
Okay. So what kind of work were you doing before you were laid off?
My major is early child education. So I was a preschool director that oversaw basically started with the school from ground all the way up. It was a school that held over 300 children. So I managed a staff of over 60 teachers, you know, part-time, full-time. Mm-hmm. So my background is in education.
Okay. Wow. So that's a double whammy though. That has to take a lot of, I'm sure it took a lot out of you, but you making your decision to do your own thing, that's also courageous because it's not an easy step to take. So was that the main motivation for starting your business, or did you always want to start your business?
I've always wanted to have my own because I knew when we were starting to have children, I kind of wanted to be home with the kids, being mm-hmm. able to see everything that they're doing. Me and my husband both were raised by single moms, and we knew we each had a little bit of a sadness from our childhood that we wanted to make sure that we can fill those in each of our three kids.
Right.
So we've always talked about one of us trying to get a more flexible schedule than what we have now, because it was like drop them off at 7 o'clock in the morning and then you don't pick them up until 6:30. Then you got to get home and you got to do homework and you got to do this. And it was just like, OMG, there's no way. There's no way you can stretch yourself this thin, give them all the attention that they need, especially now of the generations that is being raised and growing up.
Right. And so I'll edit all this out.
I keep moving, but they're following me.
No, I understand. So tell me, what are you doing now? What's your business?
Well, I actually am running 3 businesses.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Each child. Okay.
So my passion business is my event wedding sitting business. I've actually have a really good friend that I end up partnering with with this business because it has started taking off really, really fast. Wow. She was a stay-at-home mom, and she was like, after my husband had passed, she came to me and she's like, let's do this. Let's make this, because I've been trying to get it in the works for the last 10 years. Wow. So we pretty much, for that business, is brides or corporates contact us and hire us to come in and entertain the little ones during fundraisers, galas, any type of events, weddings. So then the parents are able to enjoy themselves and have a night out in the other room. So that business, and then my second business is a travel agent. So I run my own travel agency. So I book a lot of group cruises. I have a lot of people that contact me and help me for like their destination weddings, for their family vacations, their family reunions. I mean, anything you can do on land, you can do on sea, or all inclusives. And then my third business is with CBD oil products. So I've started that one because after everything with me, I was not trying to be on medication.
Right.
Not down my path. And I'm so against medication. So it was something that my doctor had introduced to me. And I found it very helpful. And I started doing a lot more research in it. I started educating myself on it. And then now what I'm starting to do is educate other women, like moms that are like, so we're so stressed out, and we get to a breaking point and we don't know how to get out of it.
Right.
So that's where that third business is going towards.
Okay. These are all very exciting. I love it. I love all of them because I love the event sitting services. That is so needed because so many parents don't go out because they can't find a sitter for their kids, and they just feel safer with their children on the same on premise with them. So that's amazing. So I'm really rooting for you for that business. And then of course I love travel. I actually work for a travel company, so I totally get it. And love cruises. We have a talk later. And then CBD oil, right?
Yes.
That is a phenomenal product. I know from personal experience. So it is phenomenal. So congratulations on all three of your businesses. And tell me, how do you manage all three of those businesses, plus manage being a mom and taking care of your kids and your home and all those good things?
Honestly, because I get asked that question all the time, it's all about routine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all about routine, and then knowing that every day is not going to go the right way. Every day is not going to go the way that it went yesterday. You may have gotten the kids down for bed at 8:30 or 9 o'clock and everything was good. But no, like my saying is this, bedtime is like a game of Jenga. Very careful on what you do when you're trying to get like all three of, like, friends of mine think I'm crazy. Like, you get all three of them, all three of them are in bed at 8:30. It's a routine that I do with them. And I just tread slowly. Sometimes I'm good, sometimes I have one that's like, yeah, I'm not going to bed, I'm not doing this. And then I do as much as I can while they're in school. And then I do whatever I couldn't finish. I either, depending on what it is, finish it tomorrow, the next day, add it to my list, or I do it while they're sleeping.
Okay.
And I get up, honestly, about an hour and a half before they get up. That is me time. And a lot of moms forget that. You got to squeeze in me time. And if that, like, I am not a morning person, and I will truly say that. So to get three kids up and out the door for school.
Yeah.
It's like Jumanji in this house.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine. Wow.
So I had to start getting up early, getting myself together, having my CBD oil, sitting down, concentrating, having a meditation moment, mm-hmm. and then going and getting them ready.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, that definitely does take a lot of planning and a lot of, like you said, routine so that you can kind of maintain a sense of sanity in the morning, especially, and then at night with the routine, which is important. I totally get that because my kids, when they were younger, we started with the 8:30 when they were young, and then as they got older, it incrementally changed to us later. But even today, I'll be honest with you, my son still goes to bed at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, he's like, good night, mom. I'm like, okay then, well.
Yeah, my boys are like, they're the easy ones.
Yeah.
8:30, they're like, yeah, I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
My daughter, yeah, no.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, that is fantastic. So I'm curious about, like, when you first started and you made the decision, because, you know, I always believe that everything that we do is based on a decision, whether it's a conscious decision or unconscious decision. But you made a conscious decision to start your business. So what would you tell a single mom who's feeling like, I want to start a business, but, you know, there's just so much involved and I don't know if I can do it? What would you tell her as she thinking about and preparing for starting a business?
My advice is you got to lean on God. You got to talk to him. I'm a true believer. I even with our new journey, like, you know, no longer having my husband, and he's not here with the kids, whatever, but we still talk about him. He's still alive in the house. Mm-hmm. And I believe that things happen for a reason, and you can't take the negativity, and because that will pull you back more, that will hold you back more. And being someone like, my husband didn't have a life insurance. Mm. He had a new job. So we had nothing.
Right. Wow.
So, even when I try to apply for, like, I just had the kids' survival benefits, which I didn't know anything about until someone started telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
But even when I try to apply for, like, state assistance, they're like, nope, you can't, sorry, because you own a house, which we've only been here for 2 years. You have a brand new car, which I've only had for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, all the negativity and all the stop signs, to me, was more of a driven of that I have to do what I have to do. And that's how I moms got to stop thinking of the would have, could have, should have, because mm-hmm. we only live one time. We only have one lifetime. And if there's something, and I knew it at one point, I was at my job, I was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do something that made me happy. Because if you're not happy as a mom, right. as a person, as a woman, it's hard to raise your children that way. And it's hard to raise, especially if you have a female, you know, a child. And I look at my daughter, I'm raising a woman. When I look at my mm-hmm. son, two men. So I have to carry myself a certain way because they see and hear everything that comes out of your mouth and everything. They tell me things. And I'm like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
And I was like, you were only two when that happened. But they see and hear everything. And they know, like, I talk to them about what mommy do. Mommy don't sit home all day.
Right.
You know, I tell them, like, mommy don't sit home all day. Mommy's home. She's on the computer. I'm literally, like, flipping between screens because I'm either talking to a client or cruising or talking to a client for CBDs or talking to somebody. I've got like three screens going.
Right.
But my encouragement to them is then you need to play. Also, I started doing is placing myself around people that have same motivation, the same mind frame as me, because one thing I can say is once me and my business partner did it with our wedding sitting business and my travel agency, referrals started coming through the door because we were around like-minded people.
Yeah.
That understands what you're trying to do because they're trying to do the same thing too. Mm-hmm. And don't get discouraged. Trust me, you're going to get a door slammed in your face 20 times, 20 million times, but that door is going to open. I mean, we struggled looking for insurance for our company and we kept getting really high prices. And I was like, I'm not giving up. And finally, we got someone that gave us something that was reasonable. So it was like, no is never an answer until you get your yes.
Wow. I love that. I really, really love that. Because even though I've been doing business, mostly it comes to me and it's not anything I've had to really go out and work for or pitch for or whatever. I mean, especially as a blogger. But I'm trying to move out of my comfort zone so that I can go out there and get what I want and not be afraid of the no's, because the no's are just a stepping stone to a yes. So I really appreciate you saying that, because a lot of times that is what stops us so many times when people say, well, no, I don't need your services, or no, this is for whatever reason is not what they want or what they think they want at the time. So I really appreciate that tenacity and that drive. And I'm wondering if having a partner helps with that, especially to buffer, because when you're by yourself, when you're a solopreneur versus in a partnership, it seems to be a little bit of a difference. So how has having a partner helped you in propelling your business forward?
It has helped a lot, because her weaknesses are my strength and my weaknesses is her strength. I am not a social media expert in Instagram and Facebook posting and, I mean, website and all that stuff. She loves that stuff. Like, I'm like, yeah, you can take over that. but I'm the one in the sales. I'm the one that talks to the clients. I'm the one that closes the deals. I'm the one that sends the contracts. But we bounce ideas off of each other. You know, even with a client, if I want to kind of, you know, give them a deal because we're trying to get that contract, I always run it by her. And you have two minds, two different minds that think differently.
Right.
And we're both on the same mission. That's the most important thing. Because I've been in a business where I was with a partner and we were not on the same mission.
Gotcha.
As in now, me and her both are on the same mission. Like we know what our goal is. We have our goals set now for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We have our goals set 2021. So it's like you gotta focus one goal at a time and then accomplish that. Before you move on. And I think a lot of, like, us as parents, we're like, I gotta do it, I need the money. But when you open up a business, it's not gonna happen overnight unless you're a millionaire and you can just invest in all the advertising.
Right.
It's gonna take time, and you have to believe in what you have in order for anybody else to believe in what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people don't know they need our service. So we had to rewind, and what we do is we don't talk about our service. We educate our clients.
Good, yes.
I live in Florida, and especially living here where there's nothing but water, we educate them on safety.
Mm.
That way they get to, like, you know what? My family don't watch their kids. You know what? My family don't do this. My family don't do that. Or, we, you know, our hotel is by an ocean. Maybe we should get somebody to watch them. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you know, that type of thing. because I am not a salesperson. I'm not pushy salesperson. Mm. I'm going to say to you, oh, you don't need to say, okay, no problem, but I'm going to educate you on it. That's why I look, I'm going to start educating you. And I mean, I have so many ideas I want to do. Like, I love what you're doing right now. I love this. Being a person in my position, I've come across so many other women,
mm-hmm.
and they can't get up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know what to do. And I'm like, yeah, trust me, my husband handled all our bills. I didn't know anything. I had to literally go conquer one thing at a time. And mm-hmm. that's what I tell them. And that's what I do with my businesses. I conquer them one mm-hmm. at a time. Keep the goal for all three of them.
Well, dang, you are inspiring me, because I'm serious. It is, when you have a certain mindset, especially an employee mindset, and you're so used to people telling you, here's a task you have to do for today, do these different things, and then you're going to get paid at the end of a week or every 2 weeks or monthly, depending on what you're doing, or the pay structure, it can be challenging for people to shift from that mindset into a business mindset. So I really commend you, and I really am, again, I'm taking notes. I'm always, with everybody I talk to, I'm taking notes, and I'm, because even though I've been doing this for over 10 years, it's still something new to learn. And I think that's another, like you were saying, you educate the clients or potential clients on what is important for their children and their children's safety. Also important to educate yourself. So did you know, what's the next step I'm going to take? And opening a business can be risky, but it can be a calculated risk. And as long as you have information, as long as you are willing to educate yourself so that you can be in a position and position yourself as an expert, so that you can help teach your clients and customers why they need your services or why they need the product, and moving forward from there. And I happen to be I'm an instructional designer in my job. So I'm always educating and I'm always teaching and I'm always creating these videos and e-learning courses and stuff like that. So I totally get it. And I think it's just really important to keep learning no matter what.
And I look at my new way of looking at parenthood, I just told this to a friend the other day, it's an internship.
Oh, absolutely.
They teach them how to go down a path, you show them the way, and then they leave and they go do what they want to do. But then when at the end of the day, once they leave the nest, if they do, what do you have? What did you gain from it? You know, don't forget yourself, because we put ourselves so much into our kid. Don't get me wrong. I do everything with my kid. Like, trust me, they're rotten. But at the end of the day, I watch the way how fast they're growing, that they're going to leave and it's going to be me. And that's how us moms, you know, got to think about it. Like, you got to make sure you're happy and what you're doing at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And trust me, it goes by so fast, because I'm still like, I can't believe I have a daughter that's in college, and she in college in New York, and actually is driving down tonight. So it's like, oh my God. But and then, you know, having a son, and it's like, but they were just like 3 and newborn, you know, they were just 12 and, you know, 8 or whatever. And it's like, I can't believe it. So the time does pass. And I love that you said it's an internship. I call it, you parent them for a certain amount of time, and then you become their coach. Because as they get older, they think they know everything already. So all you can really do is coach them through decision making and helping them through life choices. And by being the example for them, because they're seeing you all this time growing up. And if, like you said, if you're not happy, then they're not going to know what it means to be happy and to solve problems and to really, really understand that you are a human being, you're a woman, you are, you know, and for a guy, a young man, you know, so we do have a amazing job to do, but we have to look at it as not just, oh, I brought this child into the world and they're mine forever, because they're not. They're just there on loan, and your job is to teach them how to launch out into the world successfully.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's one thing I tell everyone. I said, I can't lay in the bed. Trust me. There was days that I wanted to lay in the bed and don't move, just lay here. But I have to teach them that there's going to be a fire and we got to walk through it together so we don't get burned. And that's what keeps it going. Your kids see you sad and depressed, and oh, you're upset because the electric bill is $100 more than last month. That's where it's heading to. They're gonna take it the same way and do the same thing. Right. So yeah,
right. And just a FYI, what I did last year was I did budget billing or flat billing, one of them. So my bill stays the same. Best decision I made. So try that.
I will, you know, someone had told me about it, and then someone, you know, everyone had their two cents, like, when everything was going on, and I was just like, all right, I'll take it all in, and now I'm slowly, like, dissecting everything of what works. So someone did tell me about that, so I was like, all right, I gotta call them and see what that's about, and call them and see what that's about. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. At first, I was like, let me just get the house under control.
right. So we talked about so many great things today, and mentioning how our children are going to see how they see us, and how we raise them. So, what is the legacy you want to leave for your children?
You know, basically that my mom was always there. Even with their dad, like he's not here physically, but he is here spiritually. And that I was raised in a hardworking family. And we went out and got what we wanted. We didn't wait until someone gave it to us. We worked hard for what we want. So if I want to go on this vacation and sail away for 10 days, I'm able to do that because I worked for it. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing I try to teach them is no one hands you anything. You got to go out and get it if you want it and work for it.
Awesome. Great legacy. Awesome. So tell us how we can find you, how we can, what your business, website, social media, how can we connect with you online?
So for the babysitting service, the company is called Tootles, T-O-O-T. P-L-E-S, eventsitters.com.
Okay.
We are on Facebook as Toodles Event Sitters, and we are on Instagram as Toodles_event_sitters.com. Check it out. We've got some funny little kid things on there. We will actually be posting a lot of our kids this summer because we got we're doing our own summer camp. Nice. And we'll be doing some activities with our kids for the summer to show parents that you can still work and have fun with the kids in the summer. So we kind of got scheduled down. For the travel business, it's you can find me on Facebook. It's Lazy Days Total Travel.
Okay.
It's the same as Instagram too.
Okay.
Then for the CBD oil product, I actually have a Facebook group called Healthy Life Self-Care.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you for sharing that. And that will be in the show notes, everyone. So if you didn't catch that, don't worry. Go to the show notes and you will see all the information from Tanisha and all her businesses. Tell me what part of Florida you're in.
I'm in Orlando.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a nice area.
We are probably about our back. We could sit out our backyard and see the fireworks from Disney.
Wow. That's fantastic. Okay, cool. Yeah. And a good location for a event sitting business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yes, it's this is like probably in the top five destination weddings and events in the area and state. So yeah.
Cool. Well, I have enjoyed talking with you, Tanisha. And so the last thing I'm going to ask you is, what last words of encouragement would you give to a single mom who is struggling with either self-esteem issues or believing that she's capable of starting a business or just capable of being successful in life? What would you tell her?
Get up, wash your face, and get dressed. Every day is a new day. Mm. You as a person have to exclude yourself away from, it may be your friends, because you lose a lot of friends along this journey because they don't understand why you're not calling or going out or sitting home. You may lose some family members along the journey because they don't understand why you don't want a 9-to-5. You know, why are you taking this route?
Right.
And put yourself into groups that believe in the same thing that you believe in. You have to surround yourself around others in order to keep going. Right. And that's what I've learned. And get a coach, get a mentor. That's the big, get a mentor that's someone you can just, when you get to that moment, you can just blurt out everything you feel. Because once you say it out loud, you realize, what was I thinking? And you'll get up and keep going.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement. And thank you so much for being on the Rich Single Mama Radio. I appreciate you, your words of encouragement and all your wisdom when it comes to business and comes to being a parent, a single parent, to your wonderful children. And so, everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of Rich Single Mama Radio and TV. We are looking forward to seeing you in the next episode. And until then, be prosperous, be well, and I wish you all the best and much success. This is Samantha Gregory with Rich Single Mama Radio. Take care.
Bye.